It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
You know, we're so close. See, I can taste it.
A week and a half to go before Election Day, and this is breakout time in the campaign season.
The closing days when candidates and campaigns make their final pitches, try to close the deal with voters.
And remember, a lot of voters, they're already voting. As many as a third of the ballots will be absentee ballots, filled out before Election Day even arrives.
Those voters, they've already made up their minds and won't wait for November and closing arguments. The fact that so many voters now use absentee ballots has pushed ahead the late campaign attack ads, the ones that are really jarring, attention grabbers.
Right, like this one from Bobby McKenzie's campaign. McKenzie, a Democrat running in Michigan's 11th congressional district.
Trot profited from human misery as tens of thousands of Michiganders were evicted from their homes.
The Washington Post called that one of the most brutal attack ads you'll ever see.
People like 101-year-old Mrs. Hollis.
You see, Democrats think Republican frontrunner David Trot should be vulnerable to a takedown because his personal fortune is built on the home foreclosure business. It's what his law firm does. He also owns a lot of foreclosure-related other businesses.
Right. Democrats have tried to label him the foreclosure king.
The foreclosure king.
Foreclosure King Trot. He's caused too much misery.
So, as maybe you could tell from just that audio, this ad is jarring, shocking even. An elderly woman clearly frightened and crying as men in black shirts and stocking caps push her wheelchair out of her home. This, again, an effort to grab people's attention and shake up a race that appears right now to be Trot's to lose.
Indeed, the Cook Political Report calls this an R+4 district.
Meaning the Republican candidate walks into the race with an automatic 4-point advantage, and that's a big deal.
But it's not just his foreclosure business. Another factor that is making D's think this is a possible pickup is that the incumbent Republican, Carrie Bentivoglio,
the so-called accidental congressman, he lost to Trot in the Republican primary and is now running a write-in campaign. He has zero chance of winning.
Zero.
But he could siphon votes from Trot, which the McKenzie campaign says helps make this winnable for Democrats.
But McKenzie is also in another race, and that is against his fellow Democrats.
Right. That's the race for resources, dollars in particular, but also volunteers, independent committee support.
Right. See, in the final days, the campaigns are all making their case to these big funders, the people and institutions that write big campaign checks. They're really, Rick, the ones driving the bus right now.
And so the candidates are making the case that their dollars and resources are best spent on their campaigns. Mm-hmm. And to be sure, there are a lot of frustrated campaigns and candidates right now.
Frustrated.
Because they think a victory is within their grasp. If only they can get some backup.
But of course, there are other close races and only so many dollars and help to go around. There's the governor's race at the top of the ballot.
There's the first congressional district in northern Michigan, which on paper should be competitive.
Should be. It's incumbent Republican Dan Benishek versus Democrat Jerry Cannon. An independent spending group is also trying to cause Republican Congressman Fred Upton some heartburn in southwest Michigan's 6th district.
Right, and there are also 4 or 5 competitive state Senate races.
Mm-hmm. On the one hand, Democrats almost certainly will not win control of the Michigan Senate, but they have to do well in this cycle if they're going to harbor any real hopes of a takeover in 4 years.
Right, and House control is somewhat more attainable for the D's, which means there is also a fierce competition among Republicans and Democrats who are competing with colleagues for resources.
Their colleagues, yeah.
Look for that money to go first toward protecting incumbents.
Mm-hmm. There will be hard feelings when this is all over, but the funders, the backroom people who are making the decisions, face tough choices with limited resources. Not just who can win, but who among that group is most likely to win.
Rick Pluta is is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.